Yes, I read the article, and after reading the article, I'm like, name tags, hello? Why can't we live in a society where everybody wears a name tag? Hold on, I need my coffee. I feel like maybe half of my problems could be solved if everybody wore a name tag. You know, get up in the morning and you know, no matter who you are. Maybe you're a government employee, maybe you're a civilian, maybe you're a resident in a nursing home, whatever. Get up in the morning and put your name tag on. You know, I mean, if you work at a business, you know, put your name tag on, you know, James Gorman, CEO, Morgan Stanley. And that would solve half of my problems, probably. But no, we don't live in a society like that. Yeah, it's frustrating. I thought the article was kind of weird. I am more able to identify like you know, like movie stars and stuff, you know, Hollywood kind of people, you know, maybe some like black sports stars kind of, not that I follow sports that much, but famous black people, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I find identifying black people way easier than identifying white people. Asian people, Native American people don't have a damn clue. I readily admit that. Is it racist? No. I'm not doing it to put down Native American people. I'm not doing it to put down Asian people. I can't even identify white fucking people. Yeah, but for some reason I find identifying black people easier. I find their faces to be more distinctive. I find I mean, when I see, like, people say, oh, black person, you know, but when you look at black people, I mean, there's like 15 million shades of black. You know, you have like this super super deep, almost blue black that you might see in people coming out of like Sudan or Somalia, you know, maybe some of the Africans in like, you know, North Africa, coming out of like Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, you know, not as dark, maybe more of a brown kind of shade. I find their noses to be much more distinctive. I find their lips to be much more distinctive. Just their overall facial features. Yeah, white people, I gave up a long time ago, because it's not me. I mean, I'm fairly white, and I can't even identify white people. I can't even identify my husband. I mean, there's been times when I haven't been able to identify him. So, yeah, that was That was weird. It does make you wonder, like, what percentage, you know, is face blindness more common than people think it is? I'm aware of it, you know, because I'm looking at, you know, that's kind of who I am. So I'm aware of it, you know, and plus the accident and other stuff. So you're trying to figure out how your brain works. I mean, if somebody couldn't identify you, you know, and they were saying nasty things about your race, or they were purposefully excluding you, I mean, that's racism. But, I mean, there are people who can't identify no matter what, and it's not racist, it's they simply can't do it. Mysteries of the brain. We can send people to the moon. We can send equipment to Mars. But we can't figure out how the human brain works. It's kind of ridiculous.